Welcome to Display Your Vision, the Nano Lumens podcast series brought to you by Business Radio X. Nano Lumens indoor LED digital display solutions are available in any size, shape, or curvature, enabling you to create the ultimate digital experience for your audience.
Welcome to this very special edition of Business Radio X. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here. We have with us Vice President of Marketing for Nano Lumens, Mr. Nathan Remes. How you doing, man?
Doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Before we get too far into this, can you share a little bit about Nano Lumens, what you guys are doing out there in the marketplace?
Yeah, sure. So Nano Lumens, we're up in Norcross. We are a large format display manufacturer. We create digital visualization solutions to any shape, size, or curvature, really focusing our expertise around the retail, convention center, stadiums, anywhere where you may see a large format digital display.
So now, back in the day, they used to be called signs, right?
Right.
They were like kind of 2D,
where you,
like paint on wood.
I think people started there, signs, art, and then people went to the digital signage, which was a big thing there for a while. We've kind of taken that to the next level by creating these very unique sort of immersive creating digital displays that are, you know, when you can take a display and bend it around a column or a curvature of a building, it much more of an impact than your typical piece of artwork.
So now when you're doing that, how does that work in terms of the customer? The customer doesn't even know this is possible nowadays, right?
Yeah, I think that's a big challenge with any piece of new technology, right? You got to try to educate the market on what's possible. You know, once you can kind of show them the possibilities, you know, that took some time, but now that we're out there, you know, their imaginations kick in, the market starts talking to you. And I think from that point on, you know, you start seeing people come up with unique challenges that you can solve that you didn't even think possible yourself. So it's
now,
really a great thing.
Now, when you've been with the company for quite some time, right?
I've been here since we started selling product a little about 4 years ago.
Right. So you've seen it evolve even to where it's at now.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. So the great thing about working for a company like Nano Lumens is we're a technology customer driven solution provider, right? Mm-hmm. So you gotta kind of adapt to what the customers require. So I've seen multiple evolutions, but you know, every one of them is solving unique challenges.
And then, but the core concept is the ability to kind of bend the display.
That was a game changer, right?
Yeah, that was a game changer. Yeah, the first time we took a display and wrapped it literally around a column, people thought that they could do stuff that was never thought before. Right now, we can create advertising spaces on areas never thought possible. But that was the core concept, right? Take a display and bend it. From that's the evolution of the product line that does a lot more than just that. But at the core, I think that's what people know the brand as.
Mm-hmm. And so when you're going to a marketplace with something that's so revolutionary, is it something that you have to lead the customer, or is it something you just show them that this is possible? And then what do you want to do? Like, who's leading who?
Yeah, I think it depends on who you're talking to, right? So if you're talking, which we do, to the architects or the design community, mm-hmm. you kind of show them what's possible and then let them go with it. With other people, you may want to lead and try to give examples, but you know, we've shipped products to, you know, 5 continents, dozens of countries. You know, it's out there now, people know it. So right. We've kind of established that, but at first it was, you know, sort of like Field of Dreams type of, if you build it, they will come.
Right.
And that's how we started. We showed it to people. They've wanted to do unique stuff, and from there it's been a lot of fun.
Now, the industries that embrace this, I would imagine, off the top of my head, would be like casinos or convention centers or some, you know, places that have big space, maybe sporting events.
Yeah, that's a pretty good assessment. So retail is real big, too, because retail right now is all about creating the immersive environment, try mm-hmm. to engage the customers at the point of sale. So you see us a lot in retail locations. But besides that, those convention centers, but I'll tell you, sports is big, but I'll tell you one that you're really seeing more and more are the higher education. These large universities are looking to engage their students in whether the student center or some other public forum, and they've gone to Nano Lumens over and over. Everybody from LSU to Elon University in North Carolina, I mean, you see it all over the place.
So now when you're going into an environment like that, are they take the display units and they place them somewhere? And then they don't move, is that right? And then they're kind of dummy boards. They can put whatever content they want in there?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we do fixed permanent installations typically, not always. Mm-hmm. We go in with our design and engineering team. We have world leaders in that area. We look at the space. We create something unique and specific to the environment, sort of a customer-specific application. We help them put them up. And then the content's the next big piece, and we walk either through that with our ecosystem partners, or maybe their in-house content team. You know, we, our goal is not to just hang a display and walk away.
Right.
You know, we're providing a solution, and part of that solution requires their content and their content strategy.
So I want to hear more about your perspective on customer experience. I know I've heard you talk about, you know, the customer immersion, the immersive experience. Speak to that a little bit, if you will, and how you try to manage the, and enhance that.
Right. All right. So customer experience, customer immersion, you hear those terms over and over, most recently around the retail. They talk about omni-channel marketing, and that could be anything from you're at home looking at a retailer's website, you're seeing their prices, to then you're on the road and they're giving you text messages and they're giving you advertising, retargeting, digital strategy. You'll see all these, the path to purchase, right? You're getting touched by that retailer multiple times. But the last point of purchase, the last point is the point of purchase. So every retailer is trying to differentiate themselves, create an immersive environment that sort of ties together all the brand elements. It makes you want to buy, essentially, right? So the differentiation and the war between online and physical buying is obviously on. Everybody's heard it before. And our displays sort of allow the retailer to kick it up a notch. You see it not just from us, though. I mean, that's sort of a market trend. Everyone's trying to establish dominance and change the game through the environment. If you know, a good example would be if you go to a Microsoft store. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have been in there, but they have displays everywhere and they have video games in the back. They're trying to create an experience right. for the customer, right? It's no longer just here it is on the shelf, go pick it up and buy it. It's really the next evolution of visual merchandising.
Is it kind of like, what was that movie, like Minority Report?
Minority Report, yeah, where the sign comes out and knows that he has
likes, you know, blue jackets, and then so there's blue jackets.
Are we really headed that far?
Yeah, and not only are we headed that far, really all that technology exists today. The world of intelligent displays is out there. It's just trying to find the retailer or the end user who knows how to cobble or put those pieces together. Now, working with Nanolumens, we can help you put all those pieces together. So it's pretty simple technology if you think about it. If you're at home and you're on your Google Plus account and you've been Googling, I don't know, blue shirts size 16.5, 33, right?
Right.
You know, didn't know. You've been tracked. Google knows and can retarget you. Now on your phone, they can, if you have a browser open, they obviously can send you that information. And if your phone has a Bluetooth or near field communication or an iBeacon, it can then talk to a display in an environment. So when you see in the Minority Report Tom Cruise walking down the mall and the display is knowing what to sell him,
right.
that technology exists. You know, it's just about leveraging it in a purposeful way. They show some benefit on it. So in that world, we're the last piece, the necessary piece to actually communicate the message.
And then so it can get to the point where it can kind of, a light could appear over that blue jacket as you walk by it, right? And then if you walk by it, something could buzz on your phone and go, you know, I see you're leaving the store, you know, 20% off, and kind of bring you back in.
100%. They could instant message you anything that enhances your compulsion to buy, whether that's, right. you know, a coupon or some sort of communication that makes you want to interact with the product. 100%. All that technology is there. So I think we're at the infancy of it, and maybe not quite to the point where it's at adoption, but it's going to be there. You know, the focus of the economies are typically to drive efficiencies, and that's the most efficient way to sell to people. It will go that path.
Now, it sounds, though, that what Nanolumens is doing is trying to kind of expand their services beyond the sign. You're kind of a partner in their digital retail environment, right?
Yeah, you nailed it. So there's a lot of display manufacturers out there. That's not really what Nanolumens is. We do create digital displays right here in Norcross, but we provide a lot more than that. We're providing the whole solution from that intelligent display. We can get you the partners, and we have the partnerships established to deliver that. We're really a large-scale visualization provider, right? The first of its kind. We're not just going to throw you an LCD video wall up and say, go get them.
Right. You don't say what size you want, you know, 24 by 36, like that.
Yeah. You know, listen, some customers still want to buy that way.
Right.
No doubt about it. We're going to sell it the way the customers want to buy, and we interact the way that makes sense for them. But we provide a lot more than that. You're exactly right. It's not, here's your boxes, see you later.
Right.
And call here for the warranty.
Right. Go to YouTube and this is how you install it.
Yeah, that's not us. That's
right. You're trying to be a true partner in helping them be successful in their business.
Yeah. You know, if the partner's not successful or the customer's not successful and our displays go up and they don't do what they're supposed to do, whether it's a really cool, sleek, curved display or not, it's irrelevant. If we're not helping solve problems, then we're not doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
So can you describe for us, kind of at a high-level term, what a project cycle looks like? You know, Business Radio X has got a studio. We want digital signage, and, you know, we don't know what we don't know, right? So can you just share with us how you would interact with us throughout the life cycle of a project, mm-hmm. maybe? Yeah.
Well, we're going to hope that I know what I'm doing in marketing, right? So if I can't answer this one, there's a problem. Yeah. But essentially, we want to make sure that the customer's educated. I believe in educating the market and what you're offering and the benefits thereof so you can make the best decision with our guidance, right? So a lot of the typical stats tell you nowadays that 60 to 70% of the buyer's journey happens before a sales guy's ever involved.
Right.
We recognize that. So we're trying to educate the market, and we do that a couple different ways, through our digital content and our web information. That's fine. But we also have architecture, design, and engineering teams that work hand in hand either with our partners or with our end user customers to make sure that we're creating the solution that they're looking for. You know, it's the attention to detail that's very important for Nanolumens. We've created digital displays that have a border matching a Pantone color for a trade show. You know, we take it the extra step. It's not just here's your box, go figure it out. We're going to take you everything from the design to the construction to the service, the support. We're going to then go back and talk about the efficacy of your program and how we can then enhance that with other solutions.
So now when you're talking at that level, there's a lot of things that the customer doesn't know they don't know, right? They think they know something, and you guys obviously know more about what they need than they do at this stage, right, in the maturity
of the customer? Yeah, if you're not being consultative, you're definitely doing them a disservice. So a lot of things you'll hear, you know, let's say, you know, a good example, you go to Best Buy, right? And you can buy a TV, and the buzzwords right now or what sounds important is 4K content, right? You know, everybody needs a 4K display. Right, everybody says that. But the reality is there's not a lot of 4K content being shot that the displays can even run. And there's also not enough data that you can pump enough content over your cable provider service that you can actually leverage that 4K display. So though you spend $4,000 on this 4K display, you're not getting a much better picture than what I'm getting at home anyways.
Right.
So it's those small things. People hear things. They think they know exactly what they want or need because somebody did a great job marketing it, right? but that's not the case. My goal and our company's goal is not to sell you what you don't need because it's cool. We're trying to sell you something that's going to either make you money or drive your brand or enhance their experience.
And grow with you.
That's the goal, right? So we do look at it that way. We're not trying to just sell one and done. You know, we try to work with our customers. And that's, you know, you can see that over and over. If you look at our list of customers on our website, our Fortune 500 list is ridiculous, to be honest with you. There's plenty of them. And these are not just we bought once from Nanolumens and called it a day. You're not going to build a successful business that helps anybody doing it that way.
Now, can you share a story that maybe there was an early point of entry you had that was small and that's evolved over time into something much larger?
Yeah, I definitely can. So let me try to think of a good story, and I'll take you through an entire process of that story. So Estee Lauder, MAC Cosmetics. So they came in with a need 3 or 4 years ago. They knew they needed a large display because they wanted to create a digital strategy in a store. Their store designers talk with us. So
in the MAC store?
In the MAC store. The first one, I believe, was in Soho or Waikiki. I can't remember. They ran in parallel. They knew they wanted digital. They wanted to go that path. They knew they had certain requirements. Retail space is very confined in New York City and Waikiki. Sure. So they needed something thin, lightweight, low energy. You can't have a lot of heat being put off in the makeup store,
sure.
right? So they come to us. We walk through that with their store design team, their marketing team, their visual merchandising team. We put one in. It's obviously a rousing success. We walk through their content strategy that makes sure it aligns to the resolution of our displays, talk about what they're trying to do with this. And from there, you know, dozens of other stores with them. We've grown with them as they continue to roll out those digital strategies. And the key, though, is every one of their stores is different layout. Not every one, but there's a lot of different layouts, multiple layouts, right? And that calls for different displays. There may be different lighting in the store in San Francisco than there is in Chicago. So with more lighting, you need different brightness on your displays. So you got to walk through all these things with them. If you think you're just going to sell them a display and it goes up, though you may actually have delivered exactly what you told them or they're going to, their expectations, they bought something great that's going to drive business and establish the brand. If you're not delivering exactly what they think they're going to get, whether you did it right or not, it's not a success. And I think the testament to that is simply the growth or the amount of that partnership has grown.
Now, do you have a story you can share about maybe somebody that was pushing the limits of what you can do technologically?
Yeah, definitely. So I like to think that we can do anything technologically. But yeah, people push the limits, and that's what we want them to do.
It's right.
That's what inspires our engineers. That's what gets us to build better stuff. So in the Sao Paulo subway station in Brazil, they wanted to hang a display that was a 6 meter diameter, and it was about 2 meters high. So 18 feet across, 2 meters high, so six feet high. And it's like a flying saucer. So it's a circle, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of people could do that at the time, not as well. They could kind of cobble together displays and make that happen. But the key is that display was actually hanging from a glass atrium. So with a glass atrium, there's a load-bearing issue, obviously. Our displays came in at a weight one-third the competitors, able to achieve the curve, and went up in the third of the amount of time. Those have been running flawlessly for 2.5 years now. They went up. So that's a unique requirement. We were literally the only people in the world that could do it. And we looked at it at first and saw a glass ceiling, and I'm sure my engineers stepped back. Our sales and marketing guys.
You are aware that's a glass ceiling.
Yeah. But hey, it's gone up. It's gone perfect. Everyone's really excited about it. But yeah, that's one of those times you look at each other thinking, can we do this? And then, our engineering and R&D team never ceased to amaze us. Yeah, we did it, and we did it awesome.
So personally, what's your favorite part of the work? Is it this early engagement stuff, or are there different places in the relationship that you particularly enjoy?
Well, I like to think my favorite part is talking to you guys.
Of course.
But naturally, that would be the best part. But, the greatest part is it's different every day. When you're growing with a company this fast, doing unique things, listen, we're selling curved displays. From a marketer's perspective, it's pretty easy to talk about. It's pretty cool. I'm not selling, and there's no offense to these industries, but I'm not selling or trying to market healthcare software or whatever, paint. This is exciting, and love talking to customers. At the heart, myself, I'm still a sales guy. I want to talk to the customer. I want to know what solutions we can provide you. I want to make your life better. I want to make your space better. And it's awesome when people come here to the Nanolumens, they see our showroom, and they say, holy cow, that is awesome. I mean, that's not something everybody gets to go to work and do. So it's nice.
Now, you mentioned that some of the markets aren't as intuitive as others. Like you had mentioned that higher education is a market. Are you seeing that happening more and more, that now being visually interesting is almost table stakes now in more industries?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. So I think the human experience demands some sort of visual connection in our environment. I mean, you see it everywhere, displays popping up everywhere, and then trying to differentiate those displays. The younger generations especially look to be communicated with the way they want to be communicated with. So you're going to see it in more and more places. If you asked me the markets for nanolumens a year ago, I would have told you it's X. If you ask me it today, it's changed because more and more markets have adopted house of worship, higher education, on and on. It really goes. So not just your typical ones,
Like off the, I'm sure when you started, you're like casinos.
Yeah, casinos. Right? Logic one. Like, right?
Perfect.
That was the low-hanging fruit, right? They love big. They love bright.
We thought casinos, and I think originally we actually thought government and military. Yeah, that was our initial thoughts. It's evolved. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised in a few years if you saw our type of display technology in residential. I mean, it's definitely a possibility. I mean, 5 years ago, I would have slapped myself for saying
right.
that.
Well, look, but when your TV's at now, everybody's got 60-inch TVs. It's not that big of a leap to make it the whole wall, right?
I don't think it is that big of a leap. So you're exactly right. So we'll see where it goes. It's exciting. I hope it goes residential. That opens up the markets for everybody. But
right. Well, at least at Christmas time, I'm the Christmas house. I'm already getting some visions of the Chevy Chase.
I'll tell you, you go
you
on
go
our
outside the house. Yeah.
I think you're right. I mean, I think
forget inside.
People do it. I've seen actually displays in like a drive-in movie theater setting in backyards. That was the theory, mm-hmm. right? But just go to our showroom. You have a full HD display, 17 feet long, 10 feet tall. Yeah, are we going to watch the Super Bowl on that this weekend? Yeah, we definitely are. We play video games on it for sure. Mm-hmm. So how you interact with displays in your house. Our displays can do that. So it's just a matter of adoption of the market to actually see it happen.
All right. Now, if somebody wants to learn more about nanolumens, you mentioned website a lot of times. I know there's a lot of great information. There's white papers, there's videos, there's all kinds of content there to educate the consumer.
Yeah, that's, you know, you can always go to www.nanolumens.com. You can call us directly at our toll-free number. You can call me directly if you like. Ask for me. You know, we also have our showroom here in Norcross. We, you know, it's key
you
for us
to tours?
We do. So it's key to come up here and see it because, again, you don't know what you don't know until you, right. until you take a look at it and then get those creative juices flowing. So that's the best way to do it. But, you know, we're always here to help.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the broadcast today.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right. Lee Cantor for Stone Peyton. We will see you all next time.
Thank you for listening to Display Your Vision. Nanolumens is revolutionizing the world of digital media with our elegant, simple, and energy-efficient line of digital display solutions. Available in any size or shape and adaptable to any curvature. Find us online at www.nanolumens.com.